Arizona sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo. The 4 o'clock reset. Brought to you by Collins Comfort AC and Plumbing. Proud home services partner of the Arizona Cardinals. 4 o'clock reset.
We are halfway home on this Wednesday afternoon. We are at the 4 o'clock reset. This is where we get you caught up on everything going on in sports. So away we go. It is not new, but the list certainly has been narrowed down. The seven remaining candidates to be the next Cardinals head coach as of right now are Vance Joseph, Aaron Glenn, Ejiro Aviero, Brian Flores, Lou Anarumo, Brian Callahan, and Mike Kafka. Now, according to reports, Kafka, the Giants' offensive coordinator, was in town yesterday for interviews. According to reports, Lou Anarumo is in town today for interviews. One name still not on that list, and that's Shane Steichen. He is the offensive coordinator for the Eagles. And Gambo, some are wondering, no one's reporting this by any stretch, but some are wondering, since you've taken this long, and since the Eagles are going to be here for the Super Bowl anyway, maybe he should be on the list, because he's already interviewed with three other teams for their head coaching vacancies.
You know, at this point, you know, you brought up an interesting angle before. There's no rush, right? You're only dealing with the Colts, and so there's only two teams left that I'll hire in. Make sure you go, you know, interview as many people as you can. And again, once somebody pops, they're going to make a hire right away. I just imagine at this point, nobody's popped yet.
It's odd to think that nobody would have popped yet. I speculated yesterday, and it was pure speculation, that maybe they were waiting on Sean Payton to see what was going to happen. Maybe somebody, because I mean, with most of these candidates now, they're not going anywhere, right? Like Brian Flores, he interviewed for a couple of vacant defensive coordinator jobs. I could imagine he's going to want to wait to see if he gets the head coaching job for the Cardinals. Aaron Glenn's not going anywhere. Vance Joseph doesn't seem to be going anywhere. So there is sort of, you've got the baked-in ability of really not having to rush with any of these names unless they kind of demand to know whether they're in it or not. It does seem like the Cardinals have time, and if they wanted to expand the search even more, they possibly could to involve any coaches who are involved in the Super Bowl, and not just Steichen, but the defensive coordinator for the Eagles. Hell, Eric Bieniemy, if they wanted to, from Kansas City, I suppose they could
wait
on that.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think it's going to come from this new batch of coaches. It's just a gut feeling. We'll see.
Suns updates before jumping into the game tonight. Devin Booker tweeted earlier today that he was rounding third. And according to the Suns, Book continues to progress with on-court activities, and his status will be updated game by game. But certainly with the baseball analogy there, Devin Booker himself is suggesting that he is very, very close to returning to the Suns.
Yeah, and the last I heard was that's a ramp up. It's going to be a certain amount of time that they want to ramp him up. So I do not, what's not going to be tonight, I would doubt it's Friday. Now you start looking at those next couple of games, because at this point they're going to want a five-day ramp up. So to me, that could be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but right around there just because of the ramp up.
Phoenix did also reportedly make a move at the end of their roster today. In fact, not reportedly. We had James Jones on earlier talking about it. They've waived guard Dwayne Washington Jr. and signed local product and point guard Saben Lee to a two-way deal after what was a very successful second 10-day contract that he had with the team. Quite frankly, he outplayed Dwayne Washington during those two 10 days that he had.
He did. He did. And they really liked what he brought to the table. So from that perspective, they decided that he was the better option for them than Dwayne Washington Jr. So real good for Saben Lee, tough for Dwayne Washington Jr., but Saben really earned himself a spot on the roster.
No Landry Shamet, no campaign, no, obviously, Jay Crowder, no Devin Booker tonight for the Suns. They take on an Atlanta Hawks team that lost to Portland a couple of nights ago. They didn't have Trae Young in that game. He is probable, despite right ankle soreness, for tonight's game. It's a late tip time, an 8 o'clock tip time here on Arizona Sports Tonight, Gambo.
Yeah, we'll see if the Suns can continue their winning ways. Nice win against Toronto the other day. Good job by Dario Saric. Mikal Bridges was outstanding, and Atlanta's one of those teams that, you know, like the Suns, you know, trying to trade a player. They're trying to trade John Collins. They're eighth right now in the East, kind of floundering around that. Can't go one, you know, can't seem to go too far up or too far down.
All right, let's turn the conversation to Tom Brady, who this morning in a short video announced that once again he was retiring from the National Football League. He said that he didn't want to do a lot of fanfare, that you only get one shot at that, and he took it last year. No one really seems to think, unless they're joking about it, no one really seems to think that he's joking this time around or that he's not serious this time around. There seems to be a feeling around the league, Gambo, that this is actually it for Tom Brady.
I would imagine so. I can't imagine that he does it again and decides to change his mind. This one seemed real. This one seemed real. Last year, I think even after he retired, there was some people that were questioning. I don't think anybody's questioning whether he's going to come back now. Now, do I think at some point in the season that a quarterback goes down and somebody's going, what about Tom Brady? Would he's not going to come out of retirement. But you know damn well that 4 weeks into the season, if a good quarterback goes down on a good team, somebody's going to say, call Tom Brady. See if he'll come out of retirement for 6 or 7, for 10 weeks and play some football for us.
Couple of other notes from the National Football League. And we briefly mentioned this yesterday. We'll bring it up again today in the reset. Former Panthers interim head coach and former Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks will interview with the 49ers for their vacant defensive coordinator position. I could only imagine he would enjoy the opportunity to go up against the Cards twice a year, Gambo.
I think he should have been a head coach. I think Carolina should have hired him. And I'll say that I thought he did a hell of a job for the Carolina Panthers, and I think Steve Wilks should have gotten another opportunity to be a head coach. They decided to go with Frank Reich, but now Steve's going to have to go back, and you can't cry over it. I mean, it sucks, but just go to San Francisco. Do a good job there, and he'll be a head coach in this league again.
The Vikings are planning to see if they can land interviews with Broncos DC Ejiro Aviro for their defensive coordinator opening. He is, of course, a candidate for the Cardinals and the Colts head coaching position, so he might have to wait on that a little bit. But the Vikings start to do some work and maybe talk to one of the guys the Cardinals have spoken to about their head coaching job for a DC job.
Yeah, there's no question that you start to look at these teams now after these two. After these two coaching hires get filled, then it's going to be a mad scramble for the staffs. So you can sit there and say, okay, there's not a rush to sign the head coach right now because there's only one other team. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that your coach has ample opportunity to go get the best coaches out there for his staff. So there could be a rush that way because now Denver's going to put together a staff, and say the Colts make a hire before you, well then that guy's going to put together a staff. So you may want to get your guy hired, you know, sooner rather than later, just for that reason, that he'll have ample opportunity to put together a good staff.
The big news out of ASU today, Jaden Rashada, the 6th-ranked quarterback prospect in the 2023 class, announced his commitment to ASU today. Now, we had Kenny Dillingham on earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, and they can't talk about it officially because they haven't gotten the facts yet. We do have a statement from Rashada that he put on social media in which he committed to ASU, but we don't have the official comment from ASU because of that. Needless to say, this is a major, major coup for Kenny Dillingham.
Huge.
Assuming at some point they get that fax today.
This is absolutely huge. This is the number two dual threat quarterback in the country. He was ranked as the number 6 quarterback in the country. Father played at ASU, I think under Bruce Snyder, so there were ties there. And to go get a kid like this. Now, you went out there, you got a Notre Dame kid they brought in. They brought in the BYU kid. And obviously, you still got Trenton Bourget. That's a lot of quality quarterbacks that you now have. But this kid, I would imagine this kid comes in as the day one starter.
Yeah, you would tend to think so. It's amazing to think that ASU's class was ranked 46th nationally before this. They jumped all the way up to number 27 nationally just because of Jaden Rashada. That's how good he is. And as a guy that Kenny Dillingham had pursued when he was at Florida State, when he was at Oregon, now he gets him at ASU. And again, hopefully that fax comes in and we can make this thing official. In the NBA, LeBron James continued his journey towards being the top scorer in NBA history. He needs 89 points now to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for number one on the all-time list. Also in the process of his triple-double last night against New York, he passed Mark Jackson and Steve Nash to move up to number 4 on the all-time assist mark. Gambo, it's not that unreasonable to think that LeBron James James could finish his career as the number one scorer in NBA history and the number two assist guy in the history of the NBA.
Wow. Is that just mind-boggling? What he's got, I think, over a lot of the other greats of the game is that his ability to play well at his later stages are better than others. He's better now than Michael Jordan was with Washington. He's not better than Michael Jordan overall, but I think if you take a look at LeBron right now and compare him to the other greats of the game when they were older, I think he is holding out better and playing at a higher level at his age.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That is our 4 o'clock reset here on the Burns and Gambo Show.